is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series Angels and Devils. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Jeff and Sherry Easter with Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to see. And there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. And I thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a room up above.
I have a good place to sleep.
I have a good place to sleep.
There's food on my table.
There's food on my table.
Shoes on my feet.
And shoes on my feet.
You gave me your love, Lord.
You gave me your love, Lord. And a fine family. And I thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Sing it one more time. There's a roof.
There's a roof up above me. I look good there.
There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
God says of the devil, "Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret they can hide from thee." Boy, he's wise, isn't he? Can't hide your secrets from the devil. "With thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten the riches and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasuries. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches." Ooh. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God." In other words, he set his heart as, I'm God. The heart of God. That's what he says. I'm God. I'm a beautiful creature. I'm fantastic. I'm so wise. I'm God. Well, God says, the real God says, because you said this, "Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness." Satan was a bright creature, a lovely, beautiful creature at one time. "They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas." Wow. Well, let's go back to the beginning, though, when God created. He created all the angels to serve him. But Satan rebelled, and he got one-third of the angels to go with him in this rebellion. But I want to describe the devil to you. Think about it. What an opportunity he had. It says in Ezekiel, there again, that's chapter 28, beginning with verse 13. "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God." He was back in Eden. He was at Eden when Adam and Eve were there. And it says, "Every precious stone was thy covering." Think about having a body and it's covered with beautiful stones. God even describes them. He says, there's the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. Boy, I'd like to have a body like that, wouldn't you? I've got a fleshly body. This is incredible. He was a lovely creature. It says, "The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou was created." He was a musical instrument. He was made of gold and all these diamonds and all these beautiful jewels. And he also had within his body these tabrets. He was a musical instrument. Now, I guess we all are, and in some sense. Some people sing better than others. But it was, can you imagine the music? Some say he was the choir master up in heaven. I don't know about that. Some say that God had him to give him music, maybe. It says in verse 14, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God." Oh, he was with God. "Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, and iniquity was found in thee." He was perfect. And then iniquity, evil, wickedness was found in him. Boy, Oh, my. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. You know, I'm a beautiful creature. Well, I'm a musical instrument. I'm so gorgeous. And his heart was lifted up. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. You know, I've taught at three universities, and at the University of Texas, they had over 2,000 professors. Big school. Most of them thought that they were smarter than God. They didn't believe in God. They were corrupt by their own wickedness, by their wisdom corrupted them, I believe. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. Therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt be any more. What a sad thing for the devil. Well, let's talk some more about the devil. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." It says his ministers of righteousness, so-called, they're fakes. They're angels of light, and Satan himself is an angel of light. That's what he comes as. Jesus said in Luke, now listen to this, he said, "And he," that Jesus said unto them, the disciples, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." When he rebelled, God kicked him out of heaven at that time. He came down to earth, and he was like lightning fall from heaven. Think about that. He was a creature of light, and he was just like lightning fall from heaven, like a star, a fallen star. And Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." In John 8:44, Jesus told the Jews who opposed him, he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Boy, that's a real description of the devil, isn't it? In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober," is a warning to Christians now. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." He's angry. He's evil. He's like a roaring lion. Be sober. Be vigilant. Now, he does have a destiny. Of course, in Jude, interesting statement here, it says, "And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved," that is God, "in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." In chains. Wow. Revelation 12, it says, "And the great dragon," he's called a dragon too. He's not a real dragon, but that's, you know, it's like a dragon. Fire coming out of his mouth. "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent," he's called a serpent also, "called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." And then he, of course, seduced Eve and then Adam by saying to her, "Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Did God say that? Oh, it's all right to eat. Why, you're going to be wise. You're going to have knowledge. And she ate. Well, let's see what else we can find of the devil here. You know, when Jesus came, the devil was here on earth. And boy, was he mad about Jesus. Because all these people he was deceiving, and Jesus was going to save them. At least many of them. And so, you know, Jesus went into the wilderness, and the devil went there, and of course, he began to tempt Jesus. Try to seduce him, too. Matthew 4 says, and when the tempter, that's he who he is, he's a tempter, he tries to tempt you. When the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, see, he was mocking Jesus. Hey, I don't think you're really the Son of God. Of course, he knew. But he was trying to say, nah, you're not the Son of God. If thou be the Son of God, he says, command these stones be made bread. Because Jesus had no food out in the desert, out in the wilderness. If you're God, you're the Son of God, just command these stones turn into bread. Well, Jesus says you should not tempt the Lord thy God. Ooh. Not only was the Son of God, he was God over the devil. You say, well, wait just a minute. I've always heard that the devil and God are in a war. And it's like an even war, and they're both fighting each other. And who knows who's going to win? Well, you got it wrong, friends. The Bible will tell you who's going to win. He's already won. There is no such thing as time in this world. Time is made by us. It's dependent upon this galaxy and this sun and all kinds of things. But time varies universally. Now, we can get into that. There is no such thing as time. There's no such thing as 1 minute, 1 hour, be that as it may. In Job, it says that the devil, this is another thing I want to tell you about the devil. This is interesting here. To show you that the devil is God's servant, that's right, he's a servant. He does whatever God tells him to do. He rebelled, he made a mistake. He's going to be sent down to hell forever. God created hell. Did you know that? For Satan and his angels. They're going to be down there. He's going to, but he's letting him run around here on earth for a while. And whatever he does, God gives him permission. And the things that God doesn't want him to do, he doesn't do. And you know, it says there in Job that at one particular time, God required his servants to come before him and to give a report. And the devil came with them. And there was the throne of God, and the devil came before him as a servant. And he said, and God decided to taunt him a little bit. You know, to play with him a little bit or something. Oh, God does what he wants, doesn't he? He's wonderful. He says, hey, Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil, just put it, you know, sort of, you know, today's English, said, yeah, I know, I've tried to get him, but I can't because you've got him protected. You put a hedge of protection around him. If you'd take that hedge down, he'd worship me. He would curse you and worship me. God says, well, we'll just see. I'm going to let you try to get Job. I'm going to let you try to tempt him. Get him over to your side. I'm going to take down my hedge of protection for a while. And so the devil was sent out. And boy, he went after Job. He went after Job. He tried everything he could. Job lost his family, lost all of his riches, lost everything. He became a beggar on the side of the road. Had huge sores and boils all over his body. And his friends came to him and said, you must have sinned. You must have done bad things. Look at you. You're pitiful. You're disgusting. All those boils and sores all over your body. And there you are with a beggar's cup begging for money. You lost your family? You're just despicable, they told him. Why don't you just curse God and go ahead and die? These were people, they were once his friends. But Job says, I may die, but I'm not going to curse God. I may die, but I'm not going to curse God. Never. And Satan had to give up. And Job was restored of everything that he had lost. You see, that's what God does for you too. Sometimes the devil, no doubt, after you've accepted Jesus, that's when he gets more angry. People have told me, right after I became a Christian, I had all kind of trouble in my life. Boy, my car broke down, I lost my job, my wife got angry at me, I was this, that. Right after I came to know Jesus, it made trouble in my life. Well, sure, of course it does. That's when the devil is angriest. He wants you bad then. He's saying, man, this person makes me so angry. Well, you just stick to God. You do like Job. The devil may kill me, but I'm going to stick with God, whatever he says. And pretty soon, the devil will go away. He just gets frustrated. Well, the devil was created by God. That's the thing I want you to know. And Revelation 20:10 shows you the end of the devil. It says, and the devil that deceived them, the people of earth, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. There you go. When the devil comes to you and starts trying to harass you, make trouble for you, well, don't really worry about it much, but say, well, devil, you know where your destiny is? It says right here in the Bible in the book of Revelation, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. I'm going to be up in heaven. I'm going to be enjoying my life. I'm going to be up there with Jesus Christ and all the saints. You're going to be down in hell. I know where your destiny is. I suspect the devil will leave you alone, don't you? He doesn't like to be reminded of that. You remember in the Gadarenes, a story in the Bible where Jesus came to these devils that had taken the body. They were infested in this man. Many of them. They call themselves Legion. And when Jesus came up, they said, "Son of you know they recognized him as you know." Jesus Christ. They'd been up in heaven with him before. And they said, have you come to torment us before our time? They were tormented. They were frightened of Jesus. Have you come to torment us before our time? They knew they had a little bit more time. Why was he already there? They said, if you're going to cast us out of this man, cast us into those pigs. There were a bunch of pigs over there, a big herd of them. And Jesus did it. He cast the devils out of that man into the pigs, and the pigs ran over the cliff down to their deaths. It's in the Bible. Now, we finished with the devil, haven't we? Yeah, we've discarded him. He's gone over the cliff, and he's gone straight to hell. And God's made hell for the devil. And unfortunately, some people are going to be there too. In Habakkuk, it says hell is ever being enlarged. It's you want to see a place that's where they got new buildings all the time? I suppose, or sales, whatever they have there. But Habakkuk says hell is always being enlarged. Oh, there's room for more people. I wouldn't want to be one. And dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to
rain. You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.